Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
British Airways, United, and American are just some of the international airlines that have stopped flights to and from mainland China in an effort to stop the spread of this newly discovered coronavirus. Can the measures, though, plus increased CDC screening at 20 U.S. airports, slow down the extremely contagious virus? Dr. Tom Frieden directed the Centers for Disease Control from 2009 to 2017. He's now president and CEO of the public health advocacy group Resolve to Save Lives. Doctor, thank you for joining us. So I guess that's the key question on the table at the moment. Can all this screening at U.S. airports really have a major impact on containing the spread of this particular virus?
Right now, we're learning more about this virus virtually every hour. And as we learn more, we can do more to protect people in China and around the world. What we know so far is that it can spread from one person to another. We know that it can cause serious illness, but we don't know how often either of those things happen, how readily it spreads, and how deadly it is for most people. Now, what we've seen in China are very extensive measures of canceling meetings, essentially tamping down travel during this time of Chinese New Year. But the key breakpoint, really, is whether or not this is going to be a virus that spreads around like flu or the common cold, and therefore measures may slow it but can't really stop it, or this is a virus more like SARS, where if we really intensively track, we can end it and contain it. And we don't know the answer to that yet. I think we will know within days to weeks. But obviously, people want to know what to do today. And for most people, the key thing is don't go to China. And don't, if you're in China, avoid crowds and avoid contact with others. But for most people in America, the risk is extremely low. And the routine advice of washing your hands regularly, covering your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze, and if you're sick, not infecting others, and if you need to go to a healthcare facility, get prompt care. Those are all very standard, very effective means to protect ourselves.
Okay, let's say, doctor, you have a neighbor, and you're kind of at the curb, you're getting into your cars in the morning, and you say, "Hi, neighbor, what have you been up to?" And your neighbor says, "I just came back from a really great 2-week vacation to China." Do you say to your neighbor, "Go away"?
Well, I think in times when disease is spreading, there are certain things that are sensible. For example, you might not shake hands. You might do an elbow bump. You might do something else, a wave. But to say we're going to stop all transportation from everywhere all around the world because of this, I think it's difficult to have that happen. The world is interconnected. We're seeing a tremendous drop-off in travel into and out of China. And so this is changing really by the hour. But the key is to learn more rapidly, because the more we learn, the more we can do. And although it's not an issue for today, an issue for tomorrow is to improve our systems to find, stop, and prevent new health threats, not just in China, but all over the world, because we're all connected. This is spreading in China today, but there are parts of Africa and Asia where diseases may be spreading and nobody is aware. We are safer here if countries are stronger there in finding and stopping health threats.
All right, so we're running short on time here, but I wanted to get this question is, how close are we to a vaccine? You say we're learning more by the hour. Are we learning enough to develop a vaccine that would stop this?
vaccines take a long time to develop. So quick in vaccine speak is maybe a year before it's fully available, maybe less than that. And we don't even know whether a vaccine will be effective. So on the one hand, we need to go all out in trying to create a vaccine. On the other hand, we need to also go all out in doing whatever we can to control or reduce the impact of this virus with the tools we have today.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Center for Disease Control from 2009 to 2017. Now president and CEO of the Public Health Advocacy Group, Resolve to Save Lives.